The move came following the announcement by board president Andrew Hames that he is resigning effective June 2nd in order to pursue a teaching position in the district. Former board president Amy Morrison resigned her seat on May 18th. Only one person had filed a letter of interest for the interim appointment to Morrison's seat. Board member Blossom Teal Olson proposed re-advertising for applicants to both seats and filling them at a special meeting in June. Board member Paul Ryu said there had been some pushback about moving forward with an appointment with only one applicant.
We got a lot of public feedback about having creating a bigger pool, and that's why you guys want to do it this way, right?
Right. One applicant doesn't make a pool. It's a very shallow pool.
That was board member Todd Gebler echoing Ryu's remarks, saying one applicant is a very shallow pool. That sentiment was reflected in public testimony from Sarah Ferency, a former administrator in the district.
I appreciate you considering a wider pool of candidates. Your board policy does state that when making an appointment to the board desires to draw from the widest possible number of candidates, and one simply is not a wide number of candidates.
Ferency said that although she personally was not interested in an appointment, she'd spoken to a number of people who were simply too caught up in graduation and the end of the school year to get their letters in. The successful appointees would have to win the unanimous vote of all three remaining board members. Outgoing board president Andrew Hames reminded everyone that he and Blossom Teal Olson joined the board in the same way 2 years ago.
That's exactly the scenario when Blossom and I were appointed 2 summers ago, almost exactly 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. There were three members voting. But yeah, and then also to state publicly that then these appointments are only up until the October election, correct? Because I think there was some thought or thinking that filling the seat that was vacant, you would finish out that person's term. But that's not the case. These are just, I don't want to use the word temporary appointments, but they are up through October is what it would be. And then if the person selected for the seat wanted to retain that seat, they would need to run for it, which is, again, exactly what happened to us.
The appointees will serve until the municipal election on October 4th, when voters will elect candidates to serve out the remainder of the vacant terms. One seat would be for 2 years, and the second seat would be for 1 year. A third seat, currently held by Paul Ryu, will also be up for grabs this fall. Ryu's seat would be a full 3-year term. The Sitka School District office will accept letters of interest from prospective appointees to the Sitka School Board through 4 p.m. on June 9th. The list of applicants will be made public on June 10th. Written public comments on the applicants will be accepted via email through June 14th. The Sitka School Board plans to interview the applicants and select two to serve during a special meeting beginning at 6 p.m. on June 15th in the district office boardroom. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.